Matt, how do you think you guys will bounce back from this? Obviously, got an open date, and then you got Arkansas. How do you feel like you guys will bounce back from this?
Open date is always good, especially when you're in SEC ball. And in the case of this year, you have nothing but SEC ball because you're able to get good recovery and some rest, and then turn around and work on the fundamentals, and then develop vastly as a football program and as individuals playing a game of football. So bye weeks are always a good thing in that respect. And then we intend on winning the rest of these games, and we're going to do everything to do that, whether we would have had a bye week or not. So
Do you think you're closing the gap with Alabama?
some ways yes, in other ways no. It really doesn't matter who we're facing or who the quote unquote standard is. We're just trying to play excellent football, day in and day out, week in and week out. Not really like comparing ourselves to anybody on a day by day basis. I mean, if you do that, I mean, you'd be living a pretty miserable life. So we're just gonna keep on excelling and controlling what we can control the best that we can.
Matthew, you knew Alabama was good at just about everything offensively. What kind of impressed you the most today after facing them?
Nothing particularly. Everything that allowed us to lose the football game in some way, shape, or form was self-inflicted, so we have to be better.
When Mac Jones, I guess he completed like his first 11 passes, could you sense that out there? I mean, did it seem like every time he dropped back, he was connecting with somebody?
Pay attention to like if a player is hot or not. If he's hot, we just have to stop him. If we stopped him, if we would have stopped him those 11 plays, we have to continue to stop him. So, I mean, that doesn't really faze a player while they're playing the game.
Matthew, what changed this week with Coach Pruitt coaching that D-line group?
in some small ways, but a little does go a long way. Our style of coaching and what we did during practice changed. And like I said, a little goes a long way. Sometimes it doesn't happen like that. But we're going to continue to do what we've been doing, do it better until nobody can stop us, not only as a defensive line, but as a football team.
Matthew, what do you think has to happen for the defense to play at a higher level during this second half of the season?
We have to eliminate mistakes on the in the front, in the second level, and in the back end. We have to play collectively as a unit. And when I say that, I just mean like clean football. A play string together multiple plays to where all 11 people on the field are doing things perfectly, like immaculately. And then as far as physicality, toughness, persistence, we have to raise that level. Not that we're not there, not that we don't have it, but we have to raise that level and bring guys along with us while we're doing that.
Matthew, halfway through an all-SEC schedule, can you tell a difference in the physical toll it has taken 5 straight weeks, 5 straight SEC opponents than in a normal year?
I mean, you can tell a difference to an extent, but that's why you just take recovery and nutrition very, very seriously so that you limit the amount of toil that your body may take on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis.
Matt, when did you guys find out that they were making a change at the defensive line, and what was your group's reaction to that?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we were told Sunday during our team and unit meetings. And when it comes to the business that is college football, there's not a whole heck of a lot that you can react to. Things happen on a day-to-day basis, and especially this year, you have a pandemic going on, and all kinds of things can happen at any time. So, you control what you can control. You put your head down and you work. You work smart. You work hard, especially on the defensive line. You just go,
Matthew, you said that, there are some ways that you feel like Tennessee is closing the gap on Alabama and other ways you're not. What are the ways that you feel like you are, and what are the ways you feel like you're not?
The way I see it, I mean, Alabama has a culture, a winning culture, and we have a winning history. So we need to make this winning culture and winning history, coincide and, execution to win those football games. I mean, when I say that there are some ways that we're there and some ways that were not. I mean, I said that pretty vaguely. So I can talk about things that I might not know all about on the offensive side of the ball. I can talk about the defensive line. I can talk about the defense, and that I would be going to a great extent to explain all of that. So just to put it simply, execution and winning culture.
Matt, how, as one of the older guys on this team, do you make sure these guys do respond to this the right way? Because I'm sure y'all didn't anticipate being 2-3 right now, but here you are at 2-3. How do you make sure that you get the right response from the guys in that locker room?
You know, when it comes to leadership, like, it's not all about getting in front of a lot of people and saying a lot of galvanizing things. Sometimes you just got to know the guys who you're standing next to. Talk to them individually, know what galvanizes them, know what gets them going, speak to them. And then there's some guys you got to get in their face. There's some guys you got to talk to them privately. And there's some guys that, you know, they hear that galvanizing message, or maybe they just see me doing what's right, and they follow suit. And I also expect that any one of my teammates, if they ever saw me doing anything that was out of line when it comes to the game of football, correct me. And, you know, that mindset collectively, consistently can make us take leaps and bounds when it comes to responding to this unfortunate set of circumstances.